walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Join us now for the Bible Institute of the Air. Welcome to another broadcast of the Bible Institute of the Air. Our teacher is Mr. Jesse Boyd, who served as a member of the Bible faculty at Bob Jones University until the time he went to be with his Lord. Now, by tape recording, here's today's study by Mr. Boyd.
Turn your Bibles, please, to the first epistle of John, chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 10 to 18. That's 1 John, chapter 3. Verses 10 to 18. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed, and in truth. Beginning in verse 10 of chapter 3 through verse 24, which is the rest of the chapter, there are four questions answered. The first one is, how can we know the children of God and the children of the devil? This we're going to discuss today from the passage we've just read. The other three are as follows. How can we know that we are of the truth? Verses 19 to 20. And how can we know that our prayers will be granted? Verses 21 to 22. And how can we know that we abide in fellowship with God and He in fellowship with us? Verses 23 to 24. These are very significant questions that our hearts long to find answers for. And so we're going to look at this passage today in verses 10 through 18 on the question, how can we know the children of God and the children of the devil? Every human being is either a child of God or a child of the devil. Every human being born into this world, until he comes to know his Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, is a child of the devil. Well, how do we know? How are we to know this and be able to distinguish between these two groups of people? Well, we first of all know by their actions. Look at verse 7. Little children, that is, dear born ones, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. All right, those who practice righteousness, then, are children of God. He that practices righteousness, he who goes about fulfilling his obligations to God and to men, this person is righteous. He isn't righteous because he does these things. He does these things because he is righteous. And we are righteous as he is righteous. Well, how are we to know the children of the devil? Verse 10, in this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. All right? Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. All right? Those who do not practice righteousness are children of the devil. Those who in their lives are not in the habit of fulfilling their obligations to God and men are children of the devil. And also, those that do not exercise agape love is a child of the devil. This is illustrated in verse 12, where it says, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one. We're not to maintain an attitude towards our brother or towards someone else that Cain had toward Abel, which was an attitude of hate. No, we're not to act toward other men as Cain acted toward Abel, which was he ultimately murdered his brother. So not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And why did he slay his brother? Simply because his works, that is, the works of Cain, were evil, and his brother's righteous. Cain did evil works because he was evil. Abel produced righteous works because he was righteous. Cain rejected God's means of approach unto him. Abel accepted God's means of approach. God accepted Abel's sacrifice. Cain's he rejected. And Cain, filled with hatred for his brother, slew him. So the children of God are those who practice righteousness. And the children of the devil are those who do not practice righteousness. The children of God are those whose lives manifest that they are righteous by what they do. And the children of the devil are those who manifest their unrighteousness by what they do. So they live not according to the word of God and fulfill not the obligations God has placed upon them. So, in the first place, we can know the children of God and the children of the devil by their actions, by what they do. But we can also know the children of God and the children of the devil by their attitudes. Verse 11 says, for this is the message that ye have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. An attitude of love, an attitude of agape love. Love that God poured out in the heart of the person who received Jesus Christ as his Savior. That love which reaches out towards one's fellow men and desires the highest interests to be fulfilled. And of course, the highest interest is the eternal salvation of the soul. And so, we should love one another. This message was given to the disciples back in John chapter 13 and verse 34. And that's in the upper room where the Lord Jesus was dealing with his disciples the night before he was crucified. And it says here, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. And so this is the command that was given from the beginning, that believers love each other like Jesus Christ loved us and gave himself to die for our sins. But you'll notice again in verse 14a of 1 John 3, we know we have passed from death into life because we love the brethren. Love for the brethren is an evidence that we have been born again. We're no longer living in the bondage of sin. no longer held captive of the kingdom of darkness, but we have passed from death into life because we love the brethren. That's how we know it. And then in verse 16, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. And because that's true, we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. You see, the brethren are the children of God. And so, in John 13:34, Jesus told his disciples that we are to love one another as Christ loved us and gave himself for us. And then he went on to say, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. Interesting. In the Sermon on the Mount, our blessed Savior said this to those who heard him, ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. And this passage tells us that we manifest that we are the children of our Father, which is in heaven, when we love even our enemies. And also, we are commanded to be mature like our God is mature, because he loved us while we were enemies of God. We are to love our enemies as well. And so we are to be perfect, even as our Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. So, those who love the brethren are children of God. And those who even love their enemies, they manifest that they are children of God. Well, how are we to know those who are the children of the devil by their attitude? Well, in 1 John 3:10b, we read, whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Verse 13, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. The world hates believers. Verse 14b, he that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Verse 15, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life in him. And verse 17, but whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Oh, listen, friend, we know the children of the devil as those who harbor hatred in their hearts. So let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And you can have God's love shed abroad in your hearts by receiving Jesus Christ as your Savior from sin.
You've been listening to the Bible Institute of the Air with Mr. Jesse Boyd, who served as a member of the Bible faculty at Bob Jones University. These studies from the book of 1 John were recorded by Mr. Boyd during his earthly ministry. Join us again next time for more helpful studies on the Bible Institute of the Air, coming to you from Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.